Next patient is Henry Nelson. That's N-E-L-S-O-N, Nelson. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Henry Nelson. Date of birth is 12-4-53. Date of visit is 10-19-23. Please make copy for Christine Krajewski. Christine is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Krajewski is K-R-A-J-E-W-S-K-I. Krajewski, M-D. Their birth is 12-4-53. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and post-nasal drip for over 2 years. Next paragraph is illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a history of chronic cough, post-nasal drip, and sinus drainage, has been on Tessalon pearls and periodically treated with antibiotic therapy. The patient also has a past history of hypertension for over 40 years. History of atrial fibrillation for which he is on anticoagulation. He also has a history for hypothyroidism and had a thyroidectomy done for goiters. He has gained weight, denies leg or calf muscle pains, but has some joint pains of his extremities and denied any chest pains or nausea or vomiting. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hypothyroidism, history of chronic pain, past history of hyperlipidemia, and history for atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. He also is hypertensive and has had a thyroidectomy and no other significant surgeries. Next, medalist included Synthroid 175 micrograms daily, Flecainide 50 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 12.5 milligrams BID, Olmesartan, Amlodipine 40-10-25 milligrams daily, and Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TID as needed, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and arthritis medicine. Next, allergies to aspirin. Next, habits the patient denies smoking or significant alcohol. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age, father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss, has coughing spells and shortness of breath, and denies any chest pains, but has arm pain, palpitations, and leg swelling. Denies urinary symptoms, frank pains. He has had sore throat and dizziness. And he has arm pain and palpitations and leg swelling. And also has some joint pains and muscle stiffness, and had headaches, history of seizure and numbness of the extremities. And next paragraph, physical exam. This is a well-built elderly male who's alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. His blood pressure, 140 by 80, pulse is 68, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.2, weight is 184, saturation 97. HE and ear norms, pharynx, pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And breath sounds diminished to the periphery with no crackles, wheezes. Heart symptoms irregular, small and S2. No S3, gallop, murmur. The abdomen. Soft, benign, no mass, no regular, megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross, more reductive. Cranial lungs, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesion. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Number 1 is chronic cough and reactive airway disease. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMP, IgE level. Also advised to get a modified barium swallow to evaluate him for aspiration. He will also get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And we'll use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN, and continue with Thessalon pearls as needed. Advised to use aspiration precautions and come back for follow-up in 4 weeks. Oh, can you please add in the final diagnosis after number 1. Number 2 is rule out aspiration pneumonia. Okay, that's number 2. Thank you for, thank you Christine for this consultation. Copy for Christine Krajewski, K-R-A-J-E-W-S-K-I, Krajewski, M-D, Christine Krajewski, M-D. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.